Now, in the Dáil this lunchtime, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has confirmed the pandemic unemployment payment will continue for most workers, but part-time workers will see their payments reduced. Here's what he said on the Dáil a short time ago.
First of all, it will be extended for months, not weeks. Secondly, nobody who was working full-time before the pandemic will see their unemployment payment cut. It will stay at €350 a week for those who are working full-time prior to the pandemic hitting. Some people who were working part-time will see their payment reduced, but their weekly payment will still be more than they were earning on a weekly basis before the pandemic.
These workers and families should not have learned of your plan to cut their money, their income, in a newspaper. I really think it's the height of disrespect the way your government handles matters. The Minister for Finance reassures people that everything's okay on one evening, and then the following morning, all across a national newspaper, is news that in fact no, your income is going to be cut.
The Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin called for greater clarity on the easing of restrictions.
We are currently in the absurd situation where it is easier for an Irish person to plan a holiday in much of Europe than it is to plan one here. A range of countries this week signalled their intention to be ready to quickly lift travel restrictions, and their tourist industries have begun working on the assumption that travel from Ireland will be possible without quarantine before the high season. Yesterday was announced that a review by the Minister, Shane Ross, that a review of the aviation sector will be prepared. This is welcome. What is borderline ridiculous, I would suggest, is that it's scheduled to take at least 5 weeks to complete.
Micheál Martin speaking in the Dáil this lunchtime, from where I'm joined by our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. A lot of people will be interested in those exchanges on the pandemic payment, Paul.
Yeah, on the pandemic payment, there had been indications that this was the way it was going to go. The Minister, Regina Doherty, had been giving this indication that it would be applying to those who were part-time, and now it's been confirmed by the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar in the Dáil. I think an awful lot of focus is going to be when he says the weekly payment, and this is a quotation, will still be more than what they were earning on a weekly basis before the pandemic, and how the government is going to calculate that and be able to ensure that that statement is 100% true. That's going to be a clear focus once the announcement is made by Cabinet. I think that it's also been absolutely clear that political parties like Sinn Féin and others on the left, like People Before Profit, Solidarity, have been making it absolutely clear that the pandemic payment, when it's cut, is going to be a real fire starter. And, you know, Mary Lou McDonald weighed in straight away on that, saying it was an absolute disgrace, not just on the manner in which the news is being communicated, as you heard from that clip there, but also on the very fact that people's payments are going to be cut when so much of the economy is still in lockdown. This is going to be a big, big battle.
Another interesting, if not battle, certainly tension, is the speed of the lifting of the restrictions. And that was also discussed by party leaders.
Yeah, at the outset, in his initial address, Leo Varadkar expressed concern to the Dáil that there were many people this week who've been calling on things to speed it up. And he maintained the line, held the line, that this was a question of medical advice. He was going to take his advice from NPHET, from the chief medical officer. And that seemed to be sort of batting back some of that pressure. Micheál Martin, as you heard, saying some of what was happening didn't make sense, that there was a difference between the headlines and the guidelines. There was confusion about around, the public was getting concerned. And in his reply subsequent to that, Leo Varadkar announced that the government had put forward proposals to NPHET in which elements of phase four could be brought forward to phase three, elements of phase three could be brought forward to phase two. And that had been put to NPHET. He was waiting to hear back from them. It would be decided by Cabinet and it would be announced then to the public. So that seemed to be quite a big shift. Obviously, one of the things people will be interested in is, say, the 20-kilometre limit. Is that something that's going to be brought forward so people can, the summer can start, people can start to plan about it? And I think it also begins to draw the government into that key moment when they have to make a decision. Are they going to continually be guided 100% by what NPHET and the chief medical officer have to say, or are they going to assert the primacy and the sovereignty of Cabinet to say, that is your advice, we're interested and thank you for your advice, but we as a collective have decided to do something on our own, even though it isn't given a full affirmation by you. So that's going to be a critical moment in this. Up to this point, medical advice from the chief medical officer has been abided by. Is that continuing? Is that going to be the case? That's another key political test for the cabinet and in particular for the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar.